with us. Get his breakdown, his podcast. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on that on all the various platforms out there. Dave, question number one, not that their vote would matter, but what does Florida think about rumors of Florida State maybe a possibility for the SEC? Again, that's been floated through the decades a couple of times, but that's kind of resurfaced a bit.
Yeah, Bill, definitely resurfaced a bit with all the hoopla surrounding alignment, yeah. New alignment now. I can tell you from what I've been able to gather from social media and a lot of Gator fans, they don't necessarily agree with it, because that is one advantage that you have over Florida State. You're in the same state, you recruit the same players, but the one advantage you do have is playing in the SEC, playing in the most popular conference there. So that is something that is a pull for when you are on the recruiting trail a little bit, the allure of playing in the SEC. So and you get a huge paycheck to go along with that. So that is one advantage you have over a rival that all of a sudden they would be able to get if they are brought in there. So I don't know what the SEC does, Bill. I know that a lot of people think there's been this gentleman's agreement between Florida, South Carolina, Georgia to keep their ACC in-state rivals out of the conference. But with the way everything is going now, Bill, and everything we see with college football changing, I'm not so sure anything like that holds up in the future.
Gator Dave with us, Gators Breakdown, the podcast. Yeah, I find that interesting. If you're Florida, what good is it for you to bring Florida State in and now financially be on equal footing, right, as far as conference affiliation? Because they now have a crummy contract that they're stuck with for about 15 more years that's not ever going to be negotiated up any further. Matter of fact, if you lose a couple of those schools, it probably gets negotiated back down, unless you bring in. Now, if you bring in Notre Dame, that's different, but that's I'm not sure that's going to happen. But if you're Florida, I don't see, and the same with Miami as far as that's concerned, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Both in-state schools, I wouldn't see, I wouldn't see the advantage if you're Florida to get the in-state school. So, would the SEC try to expand its footprint a little bit more? Would they go after North Carolina schools? If footprint is anything that matters to them, or would it be stature of programs? And Florida State and Miami absolutely have that. So I think it'd just be interesting to see how. Probably first of all, Bill, I guess we just got to figure out, when did the number of teams stop? How many number of teams are we thinking? I mean, if you're sitting here thinking of a super conference and you're well over 20 teams or anything like that, then you probably include Florida State, Miami. But if you're only thinking about two more schools or something like that, do you go like a North Carolina route to get up there in that neck of the woods? So I think it's very interesting, but if you're the SEC, appease the members of the conference who have been there for a while, I just don't think it does anything, to bring Florida State, Miami in, where Florida is at. If you bring Clemson in, where South Carolina is at, and Georgia Tech, where Georgia is. I'm just not sure what the, if you're trying to do anything for those schools, not sure what happens there.
You imagine the conversations that have taken place from just Thursday to today, even over the holidays, yes, between people like Strickland and Sankey and Kevin Warren and somebody at Washington, and God knows what's been going on. Wow.
Bill, to go along with that, I know it's not geographic sense or anything like that, but if you're the SEC, are you just going to let the Big Ten have Notre Dame? Don't you at least have to kick the tires? If they're going to be forced to join a conference, you're not going to sit here and say, just because they're in Indiana, we'll let the Big Ten have them. I think that's fascinating. So, I think Notre Dame's a big wild card right here. When you look at it, they're such a big school and such a big draw that Location, of course, right now we already know location. Location to be damned for all this stuff. I don't think you just sit there and let them float until the Big Ten and then come up with some kind of agreement.
Yeah, put them in the SEC and make sure LSU is a permanent opponent forever. Immediately.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if we're going to lose a lot of traditional rivalries, you might as well make some because of coaching changes now.
Now, Notre Dame's always been considered a little too snooty for the SEC, right? But you know what? So was Texas. I was told for centuries Texas would never look at the SEC. And you know what? I think that was true. It's just not true today. It was true. Forever, academically, we just look at your inferiority down there, where you and I live, Dave. And we would never join. If we didn't join the Pac-12 like they almost did back in 2010, then the Big Ten would be the draw for them. But this isn't necessarily the same leadership. Maybe we were always told that Notre Dame would never pay their head coach a lot, and now they do. And we were told there would never be a conversation about joining a league, which now there is. So I don't see there's any SEC Notre Dame marriage, but God, Dave, your point is, in this environment, who knows?
That's exactly what it is, Bill. I mean, who knows? Like, even as bad as, you know, I think we have to speak truth here. Academics is secondary right now. They can sit here and say all they want to about how important it is and all that. This is all driven by football. This is all driven by TV contract money, and that's the discussion. So, yeah, I think everything that we've heard for centuries and years about college football is being turned on its head. Hopefully we keep some tradition part of the bill, but yeah, I don't know. It's not going that route for you know, if you want to keep a lot of the tradition part of it. I think Notre Dame, there could be some kind of bidding war, I think, going on. There is a lot to figure out because of their independent status and how that hangs into the balance, but yeah. That's why they got lawyers and all that stuff to figure all that out.
Miami gets Rashada, not new news. They get the five-star IMG Samoan tackle, 6'6", 330 yesterday. Mike Farrell's been telling us, and I'm going to have him back this Thursday, that he believes that Mario Cristobal is going to be the first coach in 20 years who actually starts recruiting like we've always been told you ought to recruit at Miami. Are you seeing this?
Yeah, Bill, and I think I saw it when he got hired. I mean, he was always going to be able to recruit well at Miami. He recruited well at Oregon with very little background there. Of course he was going to come back home and recruit well at Miami. And, you know, the knock was always going to be, how would he coach those guys? You know, he had the best talent in the Pac-12 and, you know, probably done some nice things. Was able to go to the Pac-12 championship game. You know, one year was just because Washington couldn't throw the team to go, but still, and put them in position to go fight for the college football playoff toward the end of the year. So, and didn't get to that point, but, you know, put them in position there. So, of course, he was going to come to Miami, recruit well, and now it's just, you know, it's going to be a wait and see how does that translate in the ACC, where you really, roster-wise, only have to worry about Clemson. We'll see what happens with FSU. Those are the only two teams that can recruit at any level, close to, you know, historically what Miami can recruit at. So, you pretty much only going to worry about, you know, going up against Clemson or maybe passing Clemson. Like, whereas in the SEC, you'd have to pass, you know, Alabama, Texas A&M, Georgia, LSU, Florida, as far as recruiting goes. So a little bit easier path there, much like the Pac-12. So we'll see how, you know, in a couple of years when this recruiting class comes together, how well he'll be able to assemble and develop that roster. But talent, I don't think talent will ever be an issue at Miami. I think, you know, I think I saw that when they hired Cristobal, and we're seeing that play out on the trail right now.
Are Florida fans a little shaky about recruiting right now?
It's getting a little bit better, Bill. July is going to be a huge, huge month. A lot of targets there, but Florida picked up their own commit yesterday. Top 150 defensive lineman TJ Searcy picked Florida from the state of Georgia. Picked Florida over FSU, South Carolina was the main schools there. But 6'5", 250 edge rusher for the Gators, the highest commit in class right now. A lot of commits coming up, Bill. Trayon Webb. He delayed his decision to run it back out of Jacksonville here. He's going to commit on June 11th. Kildrick Falk, he's a defensive lineman, Bill. He's going to be committing today. It looks like to be a Clemson, FSU, Florida, Auburn battle. That one's pretty up in the air, so we'll see what happens with that one. Expect some good news on the receiver front, Bill. Whenever Eugene Wilson is a Florida-Texas A&M battle, whenever he decides to commit, I think Florida will be the choice there. DeQuavia Story, another wide receiver who might play safety at Florida. He's one of the top receivers in the country there. I think Florida's in a good shape for him. But it all comes down, Bill, pretty much to the end of the month. There's Osceola kids. There's about three of those guys that Florida's in the running for. And Derek LeBlanc starting up front. Derek LeBlanc, John Walker on the defensive line. Florida needs a lot of help. LeBlanc might be leaning to Oklahoma right now. Walker might be leaning to Ohio State. There might be some work to do, Bill, for a couple weeks there. But Jakeem Jackson, a cornerback from that same school, looks like to be leaning to Florida there. So, Bill, July's going to tell us a whole lot about the direction and just, probably the potential of this Florida class.
Got a few weeks, but SEC Media Days in Atlanta at the Hall of Fame. Expansion has basically taken everything that was intended to get done there, particularly for people like you,
yep,
and changed it to nothing but expansion talk, basically, the whole time?
Not for me, Bill. Maybe certainly at the beginning when Greg thinks he talked, that'd be the issue.
Right.
But, still got a lot to talk about there on the football side with Billy Napier.
Tell everybody how they can get all your content.
Yeah, Bill, favorite podcast platform out there on YouTube as well, talking about the recent commit the Gators got yesterday there with T.J. Sierski.
Appreciate it, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
There is Gator Dave. Does a fantastic job. Griff a little later. Something I touched on Friday, I'm about to retouch.